Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. This is Kathleen McCarthy, and as always, I'm humbled and blessed to be with you today. It is always a tremendous privilege. This might be the voice that goes out over the airwaves, but as I like to remind each one of you, it is through your love, through your sacrifices, and through your prayers that underpin this Catholic radio apostolate. Without those prayers underpinning this radio ministry, we would not be able to do what we do. We reach out in so many different ways, and this is for you. I can only say God must be very pleased, because with your prayers, your monetary sacrifices, and for all the ways, so many of you, I get letter after letter saying that you even fast at certain times for the outpouring of the Spirit on this Catholic radio apostolate. And of course, I want to praise and thank God also for all the sisters up there that have taken us as their partner, at the sisters up at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament up there in Bensalem. So once again, Sisters of the Most Blessed Sacrament, we are deeply honored that you pray for this Catholic radio apostolate. My brothers and sisters, as I come to you today, I have somebody very special that's going to be joining me over the air in a few moments. She'll be calling in, and that is Maria Richardson. I've known Maria for years, and at present she is the Director of Youth Ministry at St. Maria Goretti Parish. And that's in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And, of course, I attend daily Mass there every day, although I am still a member officially of Corpus Christi. And that's where I first met Maria, when she did the youth ministry over Corpus. So, once again, Maria will be calling in any moment. And one of the things we will be talking about is spiritual motherhood for priests. And it's something that I think you ought to have your ears attuned to and your heart open to receive the message, because we only have, I think we have 500 priests in our archdiocese. This is something that's going on all over. And I really invited Maria here today because I want to invite you, each one of you, women of the archdiocese, to hear the message. And then open your heart to fill out a form and be part of this spiritual motherhood for priests. And I will let Maria go in and tell you all about it. I myself am a spiritual mother of a priest, and I'll tell you what, for each one of us, there's no greater honor than to pray that our priest might grow and continue to be blessed in holy boldness and stay faithful to the gospel, and to be anointed and blessed, their hearts comforted, their souls healed, they're strengthened every day through all these little ways that as you adopt a priest as a spiritual mother, you would be able to help this powerful project and undertaking for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And I have Maria on the line now. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's a blessing to have you on, and I was just sharing that I'm speaking here over the phone with Maria Richardson. She is the director of youth ministry at St. Maria Goretti Parish up there in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And I said, although I do go there every morning for Mass, actually I am a member still officially of Corpus Christi. And that's where we first met, I believe.
As am I. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So once again, welcome. I was blessed to, when you said you wanted to come on the air and share a little bit about what it means to be a spiritual mother for a priest. And so start, Maria, tell our listeners how you got involved and how the Lord called you to this while you were, you know, heard from Margie about it. Why don't you tell our listeners what started this beautiful ministry, and what moved your heart, Maria, to step up and step out in faith and say, I believe so much in this, I'm going to be willing to head it up here in the Archdiocese with a committee?
Well, spiritual motherhood and Adoration Cenacles was begun by the apostolate Pray for My Priest. And Pray for My Priest was specifically formed to organize faithful lay Catholics to pray and make small sacrifices for the sanctification and fortification of priests. And their mission is to organize faithful Roman Catholics and to put the spiritual care of all of the priests at the forefront of their prayer life and their life of good works. And I personally am passionate about our priests and about what they do for us as Catholics. They bring Jesus to the table for us to receive, and no one else in the world can provide for us what they provide and the grace we receive. Mm. So I was very excited. I was at a conference in Wildwood, and they were talking about what they were doing in their diocese with this program, and nothing had begun in Philadelphia. And so I just stepped forward in faith to take the lead, and praise God, with the permission of Archbishop Chaput and great cooperation from Monsignor Daniel Sullivan, who is the vicar for clergy, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is now a part of this ministry. We just launched on May 1st, and we are really excited that the program is together and ready to go in time for Mother's Day, and I am hoping that all of our priests will be adopted rather quickly and that we will become a powerhouse of support for them. It's so important because our priests are given the power by God to forgive sins, and we all need the grace that comes from that forgiveness. During the consecration and Mass, God gives priests the power to change simple bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And that is the closest that we can get to God. Mm-hmm. And so it's only through our priests that we have that opportunity. The priest has tremendous responsibility with the regard to the destiny of our souls. And so it's important that as members of the body of Christ, we are interceding for them. The priest is the one that we call when someone is dying. The priest is the one we call when someone is in trouble. The priest is the one we call when our young people marry, the one we call when someone is born to be baptized. So when we, the faithful, are in the most important moments of our earthly life, we call on the priest who takes us through those times and prepares us to obtain the eternal life that Jesus promised us. And so that's why I am so passionate about this program. When you watch a good priest you can see that he is always busy saving souls and that his life is an ongoing sacrifice for the families around him. And it must be done joyfully if he's to do his job well. And so our prayerful support is necessary, and our little sacrifices can be united to those of Jesus on the cross and become very valuable offerings to God for our priests.
Awesome.
Jesus is as human as you and I.
Yeah, amen.
And so they're not free from temptation, and we need to intercede and obtain blessings for them.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things I think that, first off, I think spiritual motherhood for priests is, relatively unknown in many areas, scarcely understood, and of course, consequently, rarely lived out. And here you are giving for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia a beautiful opportunity to not only understand what it's about, but begin to live that. And it's a real calling, isn't it, Maria?
It is. It has really been an act of love. There is a committee of 12 women who all stepped forward at the same time, and we have been diligently working on this for months, and it really is an act of love. It's been a very joyful experience.
Why don't you tell our listeners how they can go to your website, give them your website, and tell them how they can go and actually download the form right there.
Okay. Well, spiritual motherhood is something that has been put together, and there are rules and guidelines, and it's really very simple to follow. So you can go to the website stmariagoretti.net, and saint is stmariagoretti.net. And right from the homepage, you can scroll down. You'll see our beautiful logo, and it has a picture of the priest with the Eucharist and Mary behind him and the Holy Spirit hovering over him. And that was designed by Ellen Busack from Texas. It's a beautiful depiction of the priesthood. And if you click on that, you'll find all of the information that you need to spiritually adopt a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. When you find the website, you want to go to the commitment form, and you need to fill that out and mail it in to adopt your priest's son. And if you don't have access to a computer or a printer, I would recommend that you enlist the help of a friend or even ask at your parish if they will print it out for you.
And you can always call right here at In His Sign. I have the form here, and we can certainly print out forms for you here, and we can get them to you. So that's another resource. And one thing, one of my favorite prayers, and I'll read that today, is the beautiful hands of a priest. And the truth of the matter is, as you said, we're introduced to the church through the priest, and our last blessing is, again, leaving the church is with a priest. And, you know, that's what I thought about today. We really, those hands are gifted, they're consecrated, and it's through the hands of a priest that absolve us, as you said, not once, but again and again and again. And how fitting is it, particularly in our own archdiocese, when we're still in the midst of healing, how awesome God's timing is, Maria, that while you were down at the Wildwood Conference, and by the way, that conference will be taking place again the second weekend in October. And this is a beautiful opportunity for Maria to speak of this, because so many people, you know, they love their priest, and they always say, you know, I should make a holy hour, or I should offer sacrifices, or I wish I could do something for the priests who have remained so faithful for all of their priesthood. This is a tremendous gift to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, not only, as I say, nationally, but God's timing is so perfect here in our own archdiocese, praying for our own priests. So many, what do we have, 500 priests in our archdiocese?
Just about.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity, my brothers and sisters, not just to say, I wish I could do something for our priests for all that they do for us. This is an opportunity to go to Maria's website, as well as, You know, if you don't have a computer, call here. I can certainly get you a form, and you can fill it out and be, it's all anonymous. Is that right, Maria?
It is. It might be nice if we have time to just read the commitment form so that everyone out there listening can hear what those promises are and what a spiritual mother is committing to decide if it's something that she would like to do. Is that something we have time for, Kathleen?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have it up, but why don't you, that's exactly what I was going to do. Why don't you read it?
Are you sure?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. It says, I commit to spiritually adopt a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. As a spiritual mother, I promise to the best of my ability to make this a vocation within a vocation, whereby on a daily basis, I include my priest son in all of my prayers, sacrifices, and ordinary works for his sanctification and fortification. Mm. I promise to accept the son randomly chosen for me by the Holy Spirit. I promise to remain anonymous and to not reveal the identity of my priest son to anyone. I promise to send him each year a card on his birthday and on the anniversary of his ordination, reminding him of my lifelong commitment to him. I promise to sign the card, Your Spiritual Mother, reminding him that I am standing in proxy for the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first spiritual mother for priests. Mm. I promise to utilize my spiritual mother bracelet as a reminder to me of my commitment to my priest son. At the moment of my death, if I wish my priest son to know my identity, I promise to designate a trusted person to advise him of my demise so that he may pray for my soul. If at any time I wish to be relieved of this commitment, I promise to advise the pray for my priest apostolate so that my priest son will be assigned to another spiritual mother. If my priest son goes to his eternal rest, I will be advised so that if I choose, I may attend his services, pray for his soul, and adopt another priest son. And so those are the promises that a spiritual mother will make. There is a beautiful bracelet that they will receive. There is no charge for adoption or for the bracelet. And we will send that to you for two reasons. When you wear the bracelet, it will remind you of your son and to pray for him and to offer little sacrifices for him. And then also you'll receive a greeting card that you can send for that first introduction to let him know that he has been spiritually adopted. Mm-hmm. And then you'll also be able to look around to all of those prayer warriors that you know and see if they're wearing the bracelet too. And we can form a little community of recognizing each other when we are out and about.
You know, you mentioned Our Lady, and of course, having this calling and entering into this beautiful ministry, and it is a ministry indeed. Many people say, well, you know, I'd like to be involved in a ministry, but I really don't know where God's calling me, or I'm homebound, or whatever, or I'm a working mother, or I'm a mother taking care of young children, so... But what could I do? Well, this is a perfect opportunity, because what greater gift than to pray for the sanctification of our priest? And in a way, it really is a typology of the Blessed Virgin Mary as being mother of the high priest. So you have a great opportunity here. If you wondered, you'd like to be called to ministry, and this warms your heart today, and you feel that as Maria so beautifully read that prayer of the commitment that every spiritual mother would sign her name to, then maybe now's the time that God is calling you into this ministry. What a beautiful opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to our priest. And I'm sure that we have a lot of women out there that would like to take this opportunity to step up and step out, just like Maria did. You know, this program wouldn't be here in the Archdiocese, quite frankly, if it wasn't for Maria feeling that call, responding to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and stepping forth into that call. So let me tell all of you, if you have a question you'd like to ask Maria about it, feel free. Maria, would you be open to taking a few phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let me give you the numbers here. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. You could also call toll-free anywhere else in the United States. Maybe you're one of our listeners over the internet. And if you'd like to call here, you can call toll-free by dialing 1-888-343-2484. 1-888-343-2484. And once again, this is we're talking with Maria Richardson. She is the youth minister up at St. Maria Goretti in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And I will also say she's a leader with a co-leader, Gloria Coyne, up at St. Mary's. And that is the parish that you heard me talk so much about when I was giving that life in the spirit for the parish up there in St. Mary's. And Schwanksville. So my brothers and sisters, many of you maybe are listening today. Maybe you'd like to call in, and maybe you'd like to say hello to Maria or myself, and maybe, just maybe, you might have felt a moving of the Spirit of God, a nudging of the Spirit in your own heart to say yes. What more beautiful way can I thank God for the gift of priest than by being a spiritual mother? So if you want to call in, feel free. 610-527-2906 or 1-888-343-2484. Maria, in regards to the priest, I think for those that are listening today, one of the things I think you addressed, and I think it's a beautiful thing that you have it right in the prayer, and that is if that one of us would be called home, that we would be able to share with someone confidentially to keep the, keep it all anonymous, but that we would be able to share someone and that we would actually have a priest interceding for our souls then. And I think that's a tremendous benefit, if you will, of this spiritual mother for the priesthood. What a beautiful gift back to each one of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is for everyone. There are also adoration cenacles. I've been working with Father Kevin Gallagher at the Director for Vocations at the seminary, and he is in turn working with the leaders from the Sarah Club to try and form groups of men that are willing to sit in adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament in interceding for our priests on a weekly basis for an hour. And so that is the piece that we are looking for men to contribute to this program and to offer of themselves to support our priests. I actually had one couple say, well, if my wife adopts a priest, may I pray for him too? And I said, absolutely. And so I think that that is just a beautiful way to support as a couple the priest that has been spiritually adopted.
Yeah. You know, for many, many people, they wonder what they might do. Of course, there is those Eucharistic times. And maybe you say, well, I can't give an hour for that. But, well, do a half hour.
Absolutely.
Just go make a little visit for your priestly son, your spiritual adopted priest. Make a little visit. Go in and spend 15 minutes or a half hour in adoration for the sanctification of his soul. And I'll tell you this, the more you begin to own that, you know, this is my spiritual son, this is the priest that I have adopted, that once your heart is moved to draw that priest into your own heart, you'll see you'll make time. Even if it's, I'll spend 10 minutes in prayer every single day. If you have to do something and you're caught in traffic, and instead of getting frustrated and angry over it, say you're caught on the Blue Route or the Schuylkill Expressway or anywhere, that's a perfect offering. It's a sacrifice. You know, you talk about Christ crucified on the cross. These are little ways of little crucifixes that we carry in our daily lives, moment to moment. They are perfect opportunities to offer up in reparation for, you know, the sins of the world, but particularly offering them up for the sanctification of these priests.
I agree. It's wonderful when we can offer larger sacrifices, but our lives, our daily, everyday lives, are full of so many little opportunities to just embrace the will of God and say yes and just offer those little discomforts, those things that we don't like, those moments that we are caught up in, and give them to God. They are worth so much, and we lose that. Sometimes we don't even realize how valuable they can be if we just take a moment to unite them to Jesus and offer them to the Father for the grace for someone else. And it's a beautiful opportunity to find little things in our day. If we're standing in line at the grocery store and we're in a hurry, to just take that time to say a Hail Mary or to do something small that can become so big in the life of our priests.
Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull this off. I have an email here. Somebody's emailing me about spiritual motherhood. Okay, whoops. I think I just, hold on. Let me see. Kathleen, can I ask for a priest? How does that come about? How do I know what priest I will get? And who tells me what priest I will get? And another, number two, she says, is why, I'm sorry, he. Why can't the person let the priest know who he or she is, a spiritual mother or a brother praying for another brother priest?
It's really in the spirit of holy detachment that it has been set up so that the priest does not know who you are. There is value to doing something without receiving recognition for it. And so the whole program nationally has been set up so that the identity of the priest is known to the mother, but not the mother to the priest. The priests will be distributed randomly. We have already begun to receive commitment forms, and as I receive them, they are put in order. There is a list of priests that we have obtained from the Archdiocese, and we will simply at random give the next priest to the next person, and that's how it will go. So to answer the question, no, you cannot request a priest, and nor can a priest request you. I had a priest that requested a person. So it works both ways. There are no requests. It is really being left to the Holy Spirit. You will receive the priest that is chosen for you simply by the law of nature and when your envelope arrives. And what you will receive back in the mail are a few things. You'll receive your bracelet. You'll receive that introductory greeting card to let him know that he has been adopted, that you will send to him directly. You can enclose little notes. You can enclose a gift card if you like. You can send more cards than just the introduction and on his birthday and on his ordination date. But we do ask that you keep them anonymous, that you do not put your return address on the envelope, and offer that up, because for some women that's going to be difficult to deal with the fact that the priest
anonymous.
Can't know.
Yeah.
And so that's another sacrifice that you can offer. You'll also receive a form that will give you two prayers that we're asking that you say for your priest every day. One is a national prayer. They're both very short. And one is a prayer that was designed specifically for the priests of Philadelphia. And you'll also receive a paper that we'll ask that you put with your important papers, so that if you should pass away, the person who would be working with your estate would then notify that priest. So that will have his name on it, his contact information, his address, his birthday, etc. So I hope I answered all those questions.
You did indeed. Can you stay with us a little longer? We're going to take our break. And then again, let me give the phone numbers out if you'd like to call. Maybe there's a question we haven't answered. And maybe you would like to call in and say that just Maria, with her openness to say, I'm going to come on, I'm going to talk about this on the air, maybe prompted you to take a step forward. And also, you know, maybe you know someone that now you can pass on into another diocese, a family member maybe that's living out of town, and ask them if they'd like to, you know, get involved, and we can give you information on how to start that in another archdiocese as well by going to your pastor and then to the ultimately to your bishop. So we'll be back in a few moments. Don't go away. 610-527-2906. I always say, people say, you say it too fast, so I'm going to say it slow. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free anywhere else in the United States by dialing 1-888-343-2484. Don't go away. Well, we're back again. You are listening to What the World Needs Now. This is Kathleen McCarthy. And as always, I'm blessed and humbled to be the voice behind this microphone. I'd like to introduce once again Maria Richardson. She is the youth minister, director of youth ministry at St. Maria Goretti's. That's up in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And we're talking today about spiritual motherhood, adopting a priest. Maria, one of the things I was thinking of when you were reading your prayer for priest, you know, the commitment prayer that all of us sign. And I was thinking, you know, as not long ago, I was asked to be a speaker in France. And while I was there, I went also after I spoke there on the last night, I was able to make a trip to the Cure of Ars. You know, of course, the priestly patron, the Curie of Ars himself, John Vianney. And I remember looking up at the statue of a little boy reaching up in direction with his finger pointing. And I thought this was awesome. I remember the words. It says, show me the way to Ars, because he was on a crossroad and he wasn't too sure of the way to go when this little shepherd boy appeared. And he said, if you show me the way to Ars, I'll show you the way to heaven. And it reminded me of what this is all about too, because our priests have literally shown us the way to heaven. They have, and only the priests with the consecrated hands can bring Jesus Christ truly present on every altar all over the world. And it's through the priest that shows us the way to heaven. So what a wonderful way then for us to be able to reach out to these priests. And of course, the little flower, remember her great play, Let Us Convert Souls. This year we must form many, many priests who love Jesus. And I forget the rest. I think it's something like, they love Jesus and they'll handle him with the same care and tenderness which Mary, his mother, handled him from the cradle. And what a beautiful way to think that we too are help forming priests by praying for their faithfulness, praying that they would stay steadfast, praying for their spiritual nourishment from Christ himself, and to pray always that they would remember who they are, that they are highly favored sons, consecrated and set apart to indeed show us the way to heaven. And and again, I thought we would get some of these calls in, and I don't know why that phone isn't ringing off the hook. But
let's hope it's because it's a simple program.
Yep.
And everyone's understanding and maybe going to the website as we speak. And I can't agree with you more. You know, I think if we really understood the power of our own prayer, that we would do exactly what St. Paul encourages us to do, and that is pray constantly.
Yeah.
I think we really do not comprehend the power of one Hail Mary, one Our Father, one Rosary, 1 minute in Eucharistic adoration, one reception of Holy Communion. And if we did, we would never cease to participate. And so for our priests, I think that this is a great way to support them, to help them to feel appreciated, to let them know that we love them, that we need them. We cannot live one day without the Holy Eucharist.
Mm.
And we can only receive the Holy Eucharist through our priests. And there is truly nothing more important than that. And so making a commitment to pray for 5 minutes for a priest is, it seems like nothing to us in our daily life. It really is nothing. But to God, it's huge. And it mounts up on eagle's wings and obtains so many graces that we will never understand, not in this life, perhaps in the next.
Right. And don't you think all these mothers that will be adopting these spiritual sons and, I mean, you know, how about mothers out there, Maria, that it's a heartache because maybe for one reason or another, they have not been able to conceive life in the womb. And of course, there's adoption and so forth. But what a beautiful way to adopt a son, a young, you know, it could be a young priest or an old priest. But the bottom line is to adopt a spiritual son. What a gift of maternity that would be. For mothers that long to, you know, open their heart and express that great love and sacrifice that mothers have within them, because they're all nurturers. Mothers, whether you have your own children or whether you're nurturing other children, that's within a woman to be a nurturer, to be a giver of life. And what better way to help ease that sorrow and that pain than to take a priest as a spiritual son and to pray and nurture in prayer and supplication, in offerings and sacrifice, in adoration. So many ways that you can use that beautiful gift of maternal love for a priest.
Absolutely. And I am one of them. I have no children of my own. And youth ministry has been just a great joy to my heart because I feel like I have a million children out there.
Exactly.
And the priests are just so near and dear to my heart. There are so many that I pray for every day, as I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm excited to have my own priest
that
I can spiritually adopt because I know that Jesus will honor that at a different level. And I know that Jesus will unite us in a way that we will really only understand when we obtain eternal life in heaven. And when we meet each other there, he will know exactly who I am. And that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to go anywhere. I can sit in my room and pray for my priest for 5 minutes, if that's what it is necessary on that particular day. Offer my little sacrifices and do as much as I can, knowing that every day adds upon day upon day. And in the end, it's a great, great work. So women of all ages, any woman who is faithful, it really doesn't matter her age, if she is willing to commit and to pray and to offer those sacrifices, then she is able to be a spiritual mother and adopt a priest.
Awesome.
Exciting.
It is, you know, it is exciting. And I have to, actually, I have to sort of confirm what you're saying. As you know, I've been involved in priest ministry with, you know, with priests and ministering with priests since the day God first called me to himself in a very deep way when he touched my heart and called me by name to come and follow him. And the first thing he gave me way back when, and I'm talking maybe 44 years ago, and he said, Kathleen, begin now to pray for my sons. Pray for my priest. And it was shortly after that, you know, that just this tremendous ministry opened up. And I know that for whoever would step forth in this beautiful ministry, and I know there's some listening after I announced it last night at the prayer meeting, I believe, and you sent out an email, I know there are people listening on the internet tonight that may not have had that information before. So I believe that you're right now hearing this program because God's speaking to your heart. He's speaking to your heart, and the prompting of the Holy Spirit is moving in you and through you to adopt a priest as a spiritual mother and to have this spiritual son. Because for me, same as Maria, all these years, 44 years, I've been praying for priests daily. And for some in particular, I've taken many, many holy hours, Eucharistic hours for. And I can tell you this, I am excited to have my own priest for this. I'm excited to have my own adopted son that I can begin to pray not only collectively for the priesthood, which I will continue to do, but to pray very specifically for my spiritual priest. That this is a great gift to me. And I'm sure, Maria, I'm sure you feel the same way. And so my friends, you know, as I said, give a call here. If you don't have a computer, you're listening on the radio, I can get you the forms and, you know, can pick them up right here. And, of course, you can go to the website, St. Maria Goretti's website. And why don't you give that again, Maria?
Yes, it's St. Maria, as in S-T, MariaGoretti.net. And, Kathleen, if I might, I would love to ask all of these women who are listening to help to spread the word. There are many women out there who know women who pray. So those who pray know others who pray. And if you go to that website, stmariagoretti.net, scroll down on the main page and you will see the picture of spiritual motherhood. Click on that. And along with the adoption form, Kathleen, there are also some other tools to help spread the word.
Good.
There is a flyer that you can print out and hopefully post in your parish on a bulletin board or bring to your prayer groups or bring to your rosary groups or wherever you go. And there are also business cards. They are 10 to a sheet, and they have the website on them, so you could easily print those out, cut them apart, and just distribute them so that women can walk away and know where to find these materials. And all of that for the spiritual motherhood is available at stmariagoretti.net.
Well, this has been such a worthwhile program. I have a feeling that we're going to be completely full. We're going to have a spiritual mother for every priest in the archdiocese. I absolutely know it. I don't have a single doubt. And I think it's going to spread like wildfire. We here in this archdiocese have remained faithful, and I know the love of the people for their priest. And so I expect a great outpouring of those through the many, many different venues of getting the word out, that word will be taken out. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, what was the first person that took the message of the gospel of the resurrection? It was a woman. And he sent her out. He sent Mary out, and she ran like crazy to the apostles and announced to them the good news that Jesus Christ was, his tomb was empty and he was alive. And, I mean, they ran. They wanted to check it out. They went back and ran and looked for themselves. And of course, we know Thomas said he would never believe unless he saw himself and stuck it. Put his fingers in the wounds and his hand in his side. But Mary, when she was told, What are you looking for among the dead? He is risen. And she went right with that message. So my sisters in Christ, run with this good news. He is risen indeed. This is still Easter season. And what a blessing for this to open not only on Mother's Day, but to open in the year of faith.
Yes.
What a great opportunity.
Yes. And God's timing is amazing, Kathleen. We have been working on this project. It began in October, and it was just a little bit running behind. And then all of a sudden, one day, it dawned on me that Our Lady was going to bring this together in time for Mother's Day. Mm. And we have exactly 534 priests, and I have committed to Archbishop Chaput that our goal is to have them all adopted by October. So ladies, do not wait. 534 is really not that many, and so if you would like to adopt a priest, do it today. Do not wait, because they have begun to pour in already from May 1st, and once the priest is adopted, he's adopted. So please, do not hesitate. Do it today.
You know, that you brought up a very good point, Maria. There are 534, did you say?
Yes.
534 priests in the Archdiocese, and once those 534 priests get a spiritual mother, it isn't like, well, you can call up in a few weeks and, you know, you'll get one later. Make your phone call now. Make, you know, go to the website, get your form, fill it out, send it in. It's free. Not much is free. And all the benefits come back to you 100-fold, as well as go to the priest. So my brothers and sisters, there's men out there that visit, make a holy hour, make a half-hour visit. I would encourage you to give us a call here and let us know that maybe your men's prayer group, you know, Joe Riley, if you're listening, Eustace, if you're listening, David Abels, all of you, if any of you are listening, what great opportunities as men that gather in prayer, holy men that gather in prayer, take a one of these priests and have him be your spiritual adopted brother in Christ, and pray that hour, half hour, whatever you can offer for the sanctification of the soul of one of your priests from your archdiocese. What a beautiful way, men that can kneel before the Blessed Sacrament, sit before the Blessed Sacrament, and ask God to raise these men up, holy men with holy hands, and pray through Our Lady, that through Mother Mary of the Church, you know, Mother of the Church, that she would continue to hear your prayers and place her mantle over every one of these priests that we're all praying for. And yes, Maria, would you like to leave a few more words before we close?
I would love to end with the short prayer that we have just for Philadelphia, that was written by someone that you and I both love, that is also anonymous. May I end with that?
Yes, you may.
All right. Lord Jesus, may all of our priests, by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit, have clean hands and pure hearts to shepherd your people. May you give them holy boldness to proclaim the gospel in truth, and the courage and wisdom to live out the call to the priesthood in faithfulness and humility. May Mary, Mother of the Church, be their constant intercessor before her own Son and High Priest, Jesus. May we who pray for them forever remain faithful in our prayer support and sacrifices for them. Amen.
Amen. Well, Maria, may God continue to bless you as you continue to step out in faith, and may He bless this new ministry a hundredfold for every person that's thinking about it today, that many more would step out in faith and act upon it. God bless you, and again, while we still have this happy Easter season, happy Easter, and may God bless the work of your hands and heart.
Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you. You are a powerhouse for the church.
Thank you very much. God bless, Maria.
God bless. Thank you.